This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Joni Ahrens receives Griff Salisbury Environmental Protection Award. On December 8th, the New Mexico Environmental Law Center honored Joni Ahrens, co-founder and executive director of CCNS, with the Griff Salisbury Environmental Protection Award at its annual member appreciation party in Santa Fe. The award recognizes an outstanding individual who has made significant contributions to the protection of New Mexico's environment. Since 1988, Joni Ahrens has been a leading voice against the nuclear weapons industry in New Mexico, including Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The winner of the Law Center's annual Toxic Turkey Award was LANL. For over seven decades of, quote, polluting the human and natural environment and continuous violations of basic principles of environmental justice, end quote. The award is given to a person or a group that has shown extraordinary disregard for New Mexico's environment and the communities that live in it. In announcing the award, staff attorney John Block pointed to the origins of LANL in the Manhattan Project to develop the first atomic weapons. The federal government expropriated the sacred lands of the peoples of the San Ildefonso and Santa Clara Pueblos as an isolated location for the secret laboratory. LANL dumped hazardous chemicals, metal, and radioactive waste into the canyons running off the Pajarito Plateau and into hundreds of its dumps, all of which have since then contaminated the drinking water aquifer and the Rio Grande. The Law Center also gave awards to Tewa Women United and Norm Gom. Tewa Women United was awarded the Jean Gauna Community Environmental Advocacy Award for New Mexicans who have given significant time and effort toward grassroots advocacy for the welfare of our state's communities, especially through the linkage of environmental health and community well-being. Kathy Wanpovi Sanchez, her husband Jay Gilbert Sanchez, and their daughter Corrine Sanchez were recognized for 30 years of representing a frontline community in the fight to protect sacred lands and the health of communities and the environment downstream and downwind from LANL. Norm Gom, former director of the Interstate Stream Commission, received the Carl Souder Water Protection Award, which honors an outstanding individual who has made significant contributions to protection of New Mexico water. Norm has been a leader in the efforts to prevent his former agency from moving forward with expensive and unrealistic plans to divert water from the Gila River. Instead, he led the efforts to implement community-based plans intended to preserve the Gila. Douglas Micklejohn, executive director of the Law Center, said, quote, "The Law Center is proud to work with these organizations and individuals and to represent them in their efforts to force recalcitrant companies and agencies to be accountable to the people of New Mexico," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.